ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here. Boy, oh boy, what day is it, folks? I guess it must be, according to my calendar, it says it's April 4th. Well, that sounds good enough for me. Close enough. It's Wednesday. This program is live. We are going to be joined here tonight by a familiar face, a familiar voice, a familiar guest, Mark Glenn. Mark and I were having a conversation by phone this afternoon, and, you know, I thought the conversation was so interesting generally that I said, hey, you know what, why don't you come on the show tonight, and let's talk on the air. But before Mark joins us, I just want to remind you, as I mentioned last night, as I hope a lot of people are reminding you here on this network, and we're going to have American Free Press do all it can to promote this. The truckers' truck-out boycott. The effort to stop the Bush-Kennedy plan to give trucker jobs to Mexican drivers and trucking companies. Truckers are going to be converging on all 48 continental U.S. state legislative capitol buildings, circling them and hopefully shutting them down. Likewise, bumper-to-bumper, three trucks wide here in the nation's capital, that's Washington, D.C., Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, starting at noon. That's April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So what you need to do is tell your trucker friends about it. If they can't come to Washington, tell them to go to the state capitol in their home state. But put your support behind this effort, folks. Very important. NAFTA, it's all part of the New World Order. NAFTA, CAFTA, GATT, you name it. End of our borders, end of our national sovereignty. It's all part of this New World Order, One World Order, whatever you want to call it. It ain't American, it is anti-American. Now, if you want to get more information about it, here's the email address, freedom@saveamericafund.org. Freedom@saveamericafund.org. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's a very, very cold day here in Washington. It was a very warm and lovely day yesterday, but, you know, things are not so nice over in Iraq. Things are getting worse there. They're not getting better. The Iraqi people don't think that George Bush has done them any favors. Yet we still have these horrible politicians here in Washington playing games with the lives of Americans. They're not going to be satisfied with just this war in Iraq. They want a war in Iran. And you know what, folks? It all comes back to something that we have talked about on this program time and time again, and that is Zionist power in America. And that's something that Mark Glenn has written extensively about, and it's certainly something that I've written extensively about. And, you know, we get complaints every once in a while at American Free Press that we write too much about that. Well, no, we don't, because it is because of the power of the Zionist lobby that America is in the mess that it is in today. Well, we're going to be back here with Mark Glenn and talk more about this problem. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hey, I think we probably have been joined by Mark Glenn at this point. Mark, are you there?
Your Lordship.
Your Lordship. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to be lording over the truth here tonight, Mark.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
When are you going to get sick of having me on your show?
I'll tell you what, I don't think I'm going to get sick of it, and I don't think the guests are either, because every time I have you on the show, I get emails saying, hey, I like Mark Glenn.
Well, you know, you want to hear my theory?
What's that?
I think you're trying to get kicked off of Republic Broadcast and you're using me as the vehicle to do it.
Well, maybe that's going to happen. Maybe after tonight's show it'll happen. Maybe it will, but, you know, that's just the way it goes. Mark, you know, you and I got talking. Well, we had a really freewheeling discussion this afternoon that launched off from, we were discussing the fact that you had done a story for this week's issue of American Free Press about the attack on the USS Liberty and how Captain Ward Boston had kept secret for so many years, you know, what he really knew about the attack on the USS Liberty. And, you know, last night, Jim from Texas called in here, and, you know, you and I both agreed this afternoon, and we certainly understood where Jim was coming from when he said that Ward Boston had been wrong for Ward Boston to keep what he knew secret for so long. But then on the other hand, you and I both agreed that we have to put ourselves in his shoes and in the shoes of the men aboard the USS Liberty. But, you know, aside from all that, I guess the bottom line of our discussion, you know, getting away from the specifics of the USS Liberty, the bottom line of our discussion was that this issue of the USS Liberty is an issue that so many Americans that can resonate with so many Americans. Now, if you'll bear with me, Mark, I just want to kind of outline what we talked about for the listeners, because, you know, we were, the last time you were in the program, we had a caller saying that Building 7 at the World Trade Center and the whole
series of circumstances surrounding that was the key to waking up the American people to the general problem of Zionist power in America. And, you know, as you and I discussed today, the specifics of that issue involve a lot of discussion about forensics, about the physics, about, you know, steel buildings that do burn and those that don't, you know, all sorts of things that are really above and beyond the understanding of the American people. Now, I pointed out that one of my favorite issues, only because I wrote a book about it, the Kennedy assassination, that I've always felt that the Kennedy assassination was very much an Achilles heel for the Israeli lobby, because if enough people came to understand why John F. Kennedy was killed, and I do believe I'm right on it, I do believe he was killed in a conspiracy of the Israeli Mossad and the CIA and elements of organized crime, I believe that that issue would resonate with a lot of people. However, to discuss that issue with people requires a lot of understanding about the history of the CIA, about the Mossad, and about organized crime. But you and I both agreed that this issue of the USS Liberty, the attack on an American ship sailing peacefully in Mediterranean waters by a country that is supposedly our ally, resulting in the deaths of 34 Americans, the wounding of 172 others, is an issue that, if pounded away upon enough as the years go by, that more and more people will come to realize just how sordid the U.S.-Israeli relationship is. And, you know, in this day and age when we're being told that we've got to support the troops, you and I were talking about this again, that, that the only troops that the American people are not allowed to support are those troops that were attacked by the USS Liberty.
That's right.
And I guess that's kind of the framework that we were talking about this afternoon. Would you say that's an accurate assessment of it, Mark?
I agree. I think that for me, for the last couple of years, there's this thing that's been itching in the back of my head dealing with the Liberty, and I guess what it is that recently this light bulb has gone off, and I've said, this is it. This is the thing. You know, as you said, Americans, they don't understand physics. They don't understand metallurgy. And we're not even getting into conspiracy theories.
Right.
Okay, it's a very convoluted thing. The whole JFK thing, same thing. It's a very intricately placed, put-together puzzle. The USS Liberty is extremely simple to understand, not the least of which is the fact that it is an established fact. You don't
exactly
have to prove to anybody that it happened. Israel, you can read about it in her newspapers. It's an established fact. And the whole thing rests on, as far as the complacency of the American people with regards to the attack on the Liberty, the whole thing rests on one issue, which is Israel's innocence in the attack, that it was an accident, that she didn't know that it was an American ship. And now, you know, that I have been interviewing these shipmen from the Liberty and some of the guys who were not on the Liberty, but who were in the intelligence gathering organs of the U.S. government and who heard the radio transmissions taking place between these Israeli pilots and ground control, and the fact that these Israeli pilots noted on several occasions that it was an American ship. The whole Israeli-American relationship hinges on this one idea, that the attack on the Liberty was an accident. And if we can show the American people that this was a lie, meaning that the excuse that the Israeli lobby has foisted upon us for 40 years, that it was an accident, if we can show that it was a lie, then everything else upon which this relationship, this parasitic relationship between Israel and the United States, everything else will fall.
Mark, I couldn't agree with you more. Now, you know, the other point, too, that we both agreed upon in this regard is that, you know, the fact is that, you know, Americans, when presented with the issue of the USS Liberty, they have a very distinct choice. They either believe the men who were aboard the USS Liberty, the sailors who were there, the guys who survived, the eyewitnesses, to this event. You either believe them, our troops, or you believe the Israeli lobby, bought and paid for politicians, and liars in the mass media who perpetrate and promulgate and perpetuate the lie that the attack on the Liberty was a tragic accident. Now,
that's
I think that's a very clear choice.
Yeah, you're either with the troops or you're against them.
That's right.
You are either for America or you are against her.
And you know, it's a very simple question that any American can ask any of their member of Congress when those members of the House and the Senate return home to the districts. It's a simple question. Do you believe the American sailors, the survivors of the USS Liberty, who say practically to a man that Israel's attack was deliberate, or do you believe the Israelis and their defenders here in the United States who say that was an accident? So a politician, ask that question, you know, has to give a yes or no answer. Yes, I agree with the sailors, it was deliberate, or no, I disagree with the sailors, Israel is our valiant ally. And any politician, as far as I'm concerned, who doesn't agree with the sailors is an enemy of America.
That's right. Now, Mike,
they're anti-American. They're enemies of America. They're loyal to a foreign government and therefore should be punished as traitors should be punished.
Let's put this in context, Mike. What happened on June the 8th, 1967, when in a sneak attack, Israel, the land and the air and naval forces of the state of Israel attacked an unarmed intelligence gathering ship of the United States. What took place that day was an act of war, no different than what took place on December the 7th, 1941. The only difference was is that the Japanese did not have a propaganda machine in place so that she could lie and cover up for what she did in 1941. That's the only difference. We have been in a state of war with this nation in the Middle East for the last 40 years. The Israelis are well aware of it. The American people are not.
You know, this is the thing, you know, Mark, I can scream to high heaven, the Israelis killed JFK. The Israelis were involved in the JFK assassination. But the bottom line of it is, I don't have any firm smoking gun. I don't have any solid evidence that could get a conviction in court. But I'll tell you what, the attack on the USS Liberty is loaded with smoking guns. It's loaded with the wounds that remain in the minds and the hearts and the souls, not to mention the bodies of the men who are still with us and those men who are buried, men who were killed by the Israelis on the USS Liberty. We've got the evidence there. There's no denying that the attack took place. And as I say, bringing it full circle, it all comes back again to whether you believe the sailors, the firsthand witnesses, or whether you believe Israeli propagandists here in the United States. And I'll be the first to remind our Jewish friends out there who keep talking about the Holocaust, they keep telling us that the best witnesses to the Holocaust are the survivors. Well, I'm here to tell our Israeli friends and our Jewish friends who are defenders of Israel, and our Christian friends, for that matter, who are defenders of Israel, that we have got the best witnesses here. We've got our own witnesses. We've got the troops. You're either with the troops or you're against the troops. We'll talk more when we come back, Mark.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're talking with Mark Glenn about a subject that cuts right to the heart of the political problem in America, the power of the Zionist lobby in America, and specifically of how they have corrupted our entire United States Congress. Well, maybe not the entire United States Congress, but most of the United States Congress, to the point that very few American politicians are willing to stand up and stand with the troops who were killed and wounded aboard the USS Liberty on June. What date was that, Mark? June? I can never get that date straight. June 8th, 1967.
There you go.
Yeah. Mark, it's very interesting. You know, something I should point out here, this ties directly to the Zionist lobby's very strong interest in keeping an eye on the men of the USS Liberty and their activities. Now, on this show, I have talked about a very powerful cult, which has people in all walks of life roped into its operations. It's a very, very powerful and very, very wealthy cult that operates internationally. And as I have pointed out here, there is pretty firm evidence that it was taken over. We know for a fact that it was taken over behind the scenes by a group of Zionist lawyers, several of whom operate out of Beverly Hills, and they control the purse strings of this international cult. Well, what's interesting is that one of the cult's operatives for many years was attempting to infiltrate the effort to get the truth about the USS Liberty out there. This cult operative, I had many personal dealings with him over the years, and in fact, it was ultimately indirectly through one of the USS Liberty survivors that we determined that this particular individual who was infiltrating the USS Liberty Truth Movement was in fact an operative of this cult, which is controlled by the Mossad. What was interesting was that this particular cultist operating for this Mossad-controlled cult was actually publicizing the efforts of the USS Liberty survivors, groups, and so forth. But at the same time, he was monitoring their activities. And what's interesting, this same individual tried to infiltrate the office of Congressman Jim Traficant. And it's very interesting. Congressman Traficant told some associates of mine that he believed that this individual was a Mossad operative. Well, in fact, this individual who was monitoring the men of the USS Liberty was a Mossad operative, but he was operating as a cutout, operating as a secret agent, so to speak, for this cult that's controlled by the Mossad. So the point is this, that issue of the USS Liberty was considered significant enough that this cult operating on behalf of the Mossad sent out one of their top operatives to infiltrate and just keep an eye as to what was really going on. So right there, that's a personal story that I know about. And well, so I know for a fact that the Mossad does indeed want to keep the issue of the USS Liberty under wraps.
Well, I don't want to. I know a lot of guys, just like the one fellow who called last time I was on the program, and he said, you know, Building 7 is the thing. And I know a lot of guys in this, guys and gals, they say, you know, this is the key to the whole thing. If we just use this, it's going to unlock the whole thing. And I don't want to be guilty of doing the same thing with this. But the thing is about the Liberty. The Israelis have been able to bury and hide all of the bodies except for this one, okay? They've been able to dress up all these corpses and make them look like something else. But when it comes to the USS Liberty, they have not been able to do that, not the least of which is because these men who were survivors of this attack are still out there and they're still active and they're not letting up. They're not giving up. And now with Ward Boston coming forward and a few other guys that I have gotten to know, who were witnesses to this crime, who are coming forward and saying, listen, I was the eyes and the ears of the United States government at this time when this happened, and this is what I saw and heard. So I don't believe in accidents, Mike. I mean, of all the ships that could have been struck that day, it was the USS Liberty, okay? I think that this fits in with a higher plan that maybe we can understand at this time, and I think we have to run with it.
All right, Mark, we have the break coming up here. I know we're going to have some calls, and I'll invite them now. You can call in here to talk about this at 1-800-313-9443. Agree or disagree, but call in, please. This is Michael Collins Piper.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We have Mark Glenn aboard with us. Aboard, as in aboard the USS Liberty. Thank God none of us were aboard the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967. But there were Americans on board, and they were killed, and they were grievously wounded. And there's a lot of Americans who do not support those troops. They tell us we need to support the troops, but the one group of troops that they don't support are the men of the USS Liberty. Mark, we have some callers here. Let's go first to Kevin from Texas. Kevin, come aboard.
Yes, yeah, so good evening. Well, I think it's a huge lie that they even support the troops. I mean, they shoot them with all these experimental drugs before they go over there, and then they don't even take care of them when they've, you know, suffered all kinds of injuries when they come back. So,
good point.
I mean, that's just a huge lie, and I'm surprised that people even put any stock into it. But the Liberty was the story that I kind of didn't really get my arms around until long after I had become aware of what was going on. What did it for me were the constant stories about these that are reported in the that were reported in the main press about these spies, these Israeli spies that were captured and put in prison. The latest and most infamous one being Jonathan Pollard. I mean, I said to myself, there's no way that this other country can call themselves our ally when they have spies constantly in all of our agencies and what have you, feeding them information. Why would you? What other country even comes close to the number of spies that have been caught spying for Israel?
Well, that's right. Right now, there are two former officials of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee who are facing trial, basically on espionage charges. I mean, it's you know, you can quibble over the specific charge, but that's basically what it amounts to. They were getting classified U.S. defense materials, and you know, I have to jump in here and remind people that several other very prominent Americans have also been investigated on possible espionage for Israel. They are Richard Perle, Paul Wolfowitz, who now heads the World Bank, and Douglas Feith, who's now ensconced at Georgetown University, but he's the guy who was there in the Bush administration, number three man in the Defense Department under Paul Wolfowitz. So here's three very prominent and powerful and highly respected Jewish Americans who were suspected of espionage on behalf of Israel, but thanks to political pressure, there were never any indictments brought down.
No, never any indictments, and they always seem to get their high-value people off light, you know, if not with no type of punishment. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. So that's what brought it home for me, these constant spy stories. And I learned about the Liberty much later, and that's a horrific story too. But I'm not sure if the American people will even believe it unless they hear it from you know, Brian Williams.
Well, that's a very good point. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for your call, Mark. Did you have a comment on that?
Well, again, you know, we've said before there are many. You know, this is like a house with many doors in it, and there's a different key for each door. And certainly, the spy scandal—that's a big one. There's no question about that. But the thing is that with all these other things, even with the spy scandal, you have Israel defenders coming forth. I mean, I actually listened to Michael Savage one time talking about how these spies, and even Jonathan Pollard, he lumped Jonathan Pollard in with these guys. And Michael Savage, supposedly that guy who, is chiding people all the time for being un-American because they don't support the war, he was saying that what Pollard did and what these spies did after 9/11, that this was in America's interest. So there's always some back door that they have. The only one that I have found that they have not been able to back out of without having egg all over the face is the Liberty incident.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in this particular case, I mean, Americans died, and those who survived, many of them grievously wounded, these guys say, oh, you know, they don't come out and say, oh, it was a tragic accident, and we feel it's been covered up, and we haven't gotten our just due. They come out and they say it was not a tragic accident. It was deliberate. They were trying to kill us. They were trying to sink our ship. They were, and now many of them are saying they were trying to get us involved in a war, which is what is exactly what the Israelis were trying to do, and it almost happened. This is what they're saying. So it's not something that can easily be backed out of. The only way they're able to deal with it is just simply lie. And, of course, they have bought and paid for politicians like John McCain. And I've talked about John McCain on this program and how they bought and paid for John McCain. So that's what we're up against. Okay, we have Mike calling from Canada. Mike, come aboard.
Hello, Mike and Mark.
How are you doing?
Very well. I'm surprised there hasn't been a Spielberg-funded film, a good three-hour emotive film on this, but perhaps they don't want to draw any attention to it. Speaking of the Liberty, you were speaking of eyewitnesses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The soldiers and so forth. I'd like to quote, Michael R. Morris, The Holocaust and History, and he is citing Jacob Katz. Was the Holocaust Predictable? Commentary, May 1975, 41. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Almost everyone who lived through the period of the Holocaust, observing it from either near or far, will readily testify that information concerning the Nazi murder of the Jews when it first came out seemed absolutely unbelievable, impossible. Excuse me? You were observing the Holocaust from, let's go with the folks who were near to it, okay, the survivors that poured into their homeland allegedly after the fact. You found this to be unbelievable, impossible. Can you see how they are tripping on their own words? When you start to look into the Orthodox literature on the Holocaust, it will turn you into a revisionist.
You know, that's interesting because that kind of ties into what Mark and I were talking about this afternoon. It was kind of interesting because at the time of the attack on the Liberty and today, a lot of people speculate that one of the reasons for the attack on the Liberty, and there apparently were several reasons, but one of the reasons they did want to attack the Liberty was to prevent the Liberty from discovering the fact that the Israelis were killing Egyptian POWs that had just been taken into custody. They were just mass murdering. And, you know, of course, we're against mass murder here. They were committing mass murder of Egyptian POWs. Well, some years ago, Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres, I believe it was, although it could have been Yitzhak Rabin. In any case, one of the two said something to the effect that, well, those things happened. Those things happened 20 years ago. Let's move on. Essentially saying, let's let bygones be bygones.
Right.
This is the same leader of the same country that is constantly reminding us about stuff that may or may not have happened in Europe 65 years ago. So you see, in the case of what Israel did, it's okay. We need to move on and forget about these things. These are things of the past, you know. And of course, and now they're saying, well, you know, when it comes to the USS Liberty survivors, well, you know, firsthand witnesses aren't always the best witnesses. But when it comes to the Holocaust, the best witnesses are the firsthand witnesses.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it amazes me. It continues to amaze me that there is this this double standard. This is what I always talk about, because that double standard is at the root of this whole issue. And you know, it's something that, like Mark and I were saying earlier today and what we said here in the program tonight, I intend to continue to keep on talking about it. Mark?
Yep, this is the thing. I think that if there is a silver bullet, you know, it may be, we may be using it against an elephant, but if there is a silver bullet, I believe that it lies with the Liberty story.
And I'd like to say I support your troops. Damn right I do. I support them getting their butts out of there, that they're given the best care when they come home, which they're being denied. I want to see free wheelchairs, modifications to their homes with wheelchair access, the admission that they're involved in a grand lie, and just the betrayal of these men and women as well, women included, it's beyond my comprehension. I'm grateful I don't have to go into anything like that. I support the troops. Get their butts home.
That's exactly right. All right, Mike, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Good night.
Common sense from Canada. Okay, well, let's get some common sense from Texas with Jim in Texas. Jim, you're the instigator of this program tonight. What do you have to say about that?
I'll take credit when credit's due, but I might add one aside here. From now on, when Mark calls you and addresses you as your lordship, you should reply, "Thank you, Your Eminence," because that's the way I feel about it. I don't. Mark will probably be groveling and sniveling like he normally does, but unfortunately, that's the way I feel about it.
All right.
Get back to the main topic of the night.
Okay? All right.
We're talking about the USS Liberty. For anybody out there that could doubt what I say, that I found out about the Liberty in 1975 in the May and June issue of Penthouse Magazine, of all places, and I've explained to you before how in the old days, before the Internet, I had to scrounge far and wide and read even medicine labels to try and find out what was going on. But I found it in the May and June issue of Penthouse Magazine in 1975, and the title of the article was called Mayday. And I don't know if Penthouse is still in publication or not. I don't know, and I don't really care. But if anybody can find that, I don't know if it's still available, but if they can find that in the May and June issue, 1975, Penthouse Magazine, they'll find the article Mayday. It explains how the Jews did it. It was published then. Of course, it was never picked up in any other, venue, but it was, and that's how I found out about it.
Well, I do have to say, the Spotlight published it in its very first issue in 1975. But, you know, I have to say, it's very interesting you bring up Penthouse. Over the years, Bob Guccione, the publisher of Penthouse, and, you know, I don't know if it's still in publication myself, now that you mention it, that's a good question, but in the early years of that magazine, Bob Guccione actually did publish some pretty independent articles that of course, were only in that magazine, buried between pictures of naked ladies. And, you know, I don't know how many people actually read the articles, but to his credit, yes, he actually did publish that article. I remember that. And, in fact, I think I may have a copy of that article in a file that I have on the USS Liberty that I'm going to be sending to Mark Glenn. So
show it to Mark, despite his religious beliefs. I mean, he can not look at the pictures.
I don't think the pictures are with the article.
Oh, okay, that's fine. But anyhow, it should be shown because the reason I think that Bob Guccione done this, because he was kind of sticking his thumb in Hugh Hefner's eye, so to speak.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what I believe, the reason he printed these articles. And, of course, the only people that seen it was the people that had Penthouse.
The people that were reading that magazine, exactly. Yeah.
I got it free, by the way, because I happened to be going with a woman at the time that she worked in a motel, and she got all these magazines, and she gave them to me. And so I read everything, as I've always said. I read everything I can get my hands on, because that's the only way you can know anything is read everything. Because you never know what's important until you read everything.
You know, and regarding to the media coverage of the USS Liberty, I remember from Tito Howard has done this excellent film called Loss of Liberty, and in that film, may not even be in Tito Howard's film, it may be in the BBC documentary that was done on the USS Liberty. But in any case,
Dead
in the Water, they interview former CIA director Richard Helms, and Helms tells the story of how he went into President Lyndon Johnson's office and said, you know, Mr. President, these bastards, I think that was his exact terminology, he said, these bastards attacked our ship, they did it deliberately, and Johnson said, yes, I know they did, he says, but you know what? He says, it's on page A29 of the New York Times instead of on the front page where it should be. So what am I supposed to do about it? In other words, Lyndon Johnson himself was saying, look here, if the mass media in America is going to bury the story, what can I do about it? Lyndon Johnson obviously recognized the power of the Zionist lobby, and he knew that the power of the Zionist media was working in conjunction with it. So, you know, in a certain sense, I almost feel sorry for Lyndon Johnson there.
No, I don't feel sorry for anybody that betrays their own troops, their own people, and lets them be slaughtered and makes a statement, I don't care if they sink the ship and kill them all, I'll not embarrass an ally. What kind of sick, perverted soul would make a statement like that?
Well, yeah, you're right, Jim. You're absolutely right. I guess I'm just suggesting that, you know, Johnson's statement, you know, means a lot when it's coming from the President of the United States. I mean, he's basically saying that he may be president, but there are people who are more powerful than he is.
That's what I don't understand about the whole present situation. Why would these people do all the groveling and sniveling just in order to get in power when they have no real authority? They have to listen to the powers that be that tell them what to do. It's not like I want to be the most powerful man in the world. It's like I want to be the stooge of the most powerful man in the world, which is the Rothschilds, Bronfens, and all these other people. There's nobody in the whole world that can be the most powerful man in the world, because if your decision depends on what somebody else tells you what you can do, then you're not powerful at all.
Well,
you're
I think
powerful than you and Mark Glenn or myself.
I think there's some twisted psychology there. Mark, did you have a comment? I've been doing all the talking.
No, I think that Jim, as usual, has nailed it on the head. I mean, this is one of the things, you know, that when growing up, growing up Catholic, you always heard of the mystery of iniquity, where there was a side to evil that was just beyond human comprehension. And I think that when you're dealing with these people, and by that I mean just about every one of those SOBs in our government, you're dealing with the people who are, as Jim said, sick, perverse people. You know, we cannot understand the way they think. They operate on a completely different level than we normal, relatively normal people do. And so, you know, I can't add anything more to it than that. I think Jim's 100% right.
Jim, I would like your comment on this issue of do you agree that the USS Liberty is a pivotal issue? Hang on for the break there, Jim, and
Absolutely.
Answer that question when we come back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here with Mark Glenn. We're here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking about the USS Liberty. Could be the issue. What do you think? Stay tuned, folks.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with our special guest, Mark Glenn, and we have Jim from Texas aboard with us. I posed the question to Jim, do you think that this issue of the USS Liberty is one that can be used as an effective issue to alert people to the problem of Zionist power in America?
I think it's absolutely critical because this exposes not only all the crooked, lying, swindling politicians that were involved then and hence so to speak, but it also involves the top Navy brass at the time. And being Mark's doing a story and he's interviewing everybody involved that he can find, he should ask Ward Boston or any other high-ranking individual that he can find that happens to be still alive, although they got to be god-awful old by now. He should ask them the one question: at what point do you sacrifice your honor for your career? That's exactly what happened to these Navy brass at the time, including Admiral John McCain, John McCain's father, who was in charge of the whole mess, and several other admirals and the chief of naval operations, all the way up to McNamara has no honor. We know that. But the point is, all the Navy brass, at what point do you let your fellow sailors be slaughtered for the sake of your career? That should be asked of these people. And they should have an answer. They should have an answer. And if they don't, well, then we can draw our own conclusion. So,
Mark, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I understand how Jim feels, and in principle, I agree with him. But the way that I feel about it right now, if Jim noted, you know, these men are old, and they're not going to be around for long. And right now, they have information that we need. We need to get this information from them so that we can present this to the American people and say, look, here was a guy who was on the inside. This is what he saw, and this is what he heard. And we will leave judgment of these men. I mean, I have my opinions, but then again, you know, who knows what kind of threats were brought against these men? If somebody came to me and said, listen, we're going to kill your wife and your children if you open your mouth about this, I can't say with any kind of certainty that I would be as stalwart and as forthcoming with information as I would be. You know, I mean, who knows what kind of threats? I mean, look, they just sat and watched as 34 of their fellow sailors were butchered and nothing was done about it. It's obvious it's a mouse fighting a gorilla. I'm not justifying what they did, but I am putting a little bit of humanity in the reasoning that these men must have used. And so I agree with you, Jim, in principle. At this time, though, we need to get what information we can out of these men so that we can draw up an indictment against those who are guilty.
I'm not arguing with that, but the honest and forthright thing to do for these individuals is to say, okay, you'll kill my wife and family? Well, not if I kill you first.
Well, you know, Jim, this is really, I tell you what, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because I'm sorry to say that I think we're all being put in that position now. We have a police state president in this country who is backed up by some of the wealthiest and most powerful people in the country, by a handful of crazy religious leaders who unfortunately have millions of followers who bow and scrape before them and who worship a false god known as Israel and pray for a madman in the White House who has his finger on the nuclear button. So we are threatened by these warmongers, these internationalists, these New World Order types. And someday, unfortunately, we may have to fight if the military doesn't do it for us.
Someday we will have to fight. Not may, we will.
All right, well, I hear that music rolling on top of us.
Well,
not the
nice
guns, not the guns of the Israelis. We got to go for now, but we'll be here tomorrow night, and I promise you, God willing, that it's going to be a very interesting show tomorrow night. We're going to expose a group of racial supremacists who are saying in writing that they are superior to all of us. I think you'll find it interesting.